Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Use My Gifts for His Glory, already in progress.
Oh, my goodness gracious alive. Well, if everybody would please find your seats now, we will start over again. Miss George and Becky, they come from way off in almost in another state. Y'all still live in Texas, though, right, George?
In the middle.
In the middle? Okay. It's a long ways. They wish they could. Becky just got through telling me, she said, I wish we didn't live so far away where we could come to church here more often. She said, I love coming to church here. Every time I come, I learn something. It's nice that she learns something. But George has got a testimony he wants to tell us. So, George, you want to come up here and tell the folks what you got to say, brother?
Thank you, Pastor. Well, Becky was here 2 or 3 months ago and kind of gave a quick testimony of back in the end of January. I was sitting in the living room about 11 o'clock in the morning, and all of a sudden I had a cramp, and I went to the bathroom, and I passed a lot of blood. It wasn't just a spot here. So I said, this isn't good. So anyway, I go tell her. We started praying, and about 15, 20 minutes later, same thing happened again. So we kept praying. We called some of our friends. I called our pastor, called my daughter who lives up here, who's actually a veterinarian, but she's kind of my doctor, so to be. And and I said, look, you know, we got a problem here. I called my EMT friend, and he said, you know, you need to go to the emergency room. He didn't tell me why, but he was real serious. He's a brother in Christ. And we knew it was serious, but I thought, oh, just a blood vessel burst, no big deal. And we kind of took our time getting there. We got to the emergency room, and we'd been praying all along the way. I prayed God to heal me, but I never got worried that I was going to die. I just was calm about it. And we went into the emergency room. She dropped me off. And I sat down, gave him my information and a few other things, and we didn't have any insurance. So we told them that, and we thought, well, you know, it may be a while before they take us in, but they admitted me right like that, because this had happened 5 times at home. I told you the two, but it happened 5 times before we could leave the house. So we get there, the doctor comes in, the emergency room doctor, and she looks and sees me, they take my blood pressure, it's really low. She says, we're going to admit you. So they did. And our pastor was there. He'd come down. He was sitting there, like from here to where my wife is, even closer than that. I was sitting in the bed, and I passed out. I've never passed out in my life before. And I kind of come to, and they said, you know, they were like running around like a bunch of ants. You'd kick the hill, because there were about 8 of them in there in the room, guys, because I'm a big guy and all that. And I was still sitting on the bed. I didn't collapse on the floor. And they said, give him some blood, give him some blood. Well, I'll try to keep this brief, but during the time I was there in the emergency room, then they admitted me to a room. They said, we're going to send you for a test, because they wanted to see if I was bleeding, but run an endoscopy test down my throat, bleeding from the stomach or somewhere. So as I was going, we'd been praying, and because I was so lightheaded and all that, all I could say was Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. I must have said it 1,000 times. But what I did do is, after I got some blood in me, they put me on the gurney and they were carting me off to my test, and I recited Psalms 23. And y'all know that one, the Lord is my shepherd. And, you know, just raised my hand. We're going down the hallway witnessing to everybody basically that way. But I really was still not worried. Test came back fine. So they said, we're going to have to do surgery in the morning when the doctors are rested, because we can get the surgical team together. Because obviously it's a gastro, a lower intestinal problem somewhere. Well, they put me in a critical care unit. My daughter had come down, and I was losing blood like crazy. They had IVs in me, putting fluid and blood. And about 2 a.m. or so, they said, you got to go do a radiology test. We've got to find where you're leaking. So what they do is they inject you with this very painful radiological dye in your blood, and you have to sit still while they put you under this machine for 2 hours. And I couldn't go to sleep because my blood pressure was running like 70 over 50. And anyway, I was able to bear through that by just praying. It was just so, the pain was so intense. The Lord just carried me through it. That's the only way I can say it. In fact, time seemed to stop. It didn't seem like it was 2 hours. Got out. Anyway, they found where it was. They went in and fixed me. But within that 15-hour period, I'd had 5 units of blood. And by the time I left the hospital a week later, I had 8 units of blood. I either beat or tied the record for the floor for the amount of units of blood with somebody still alive. And Becky had said a few months back, if you all hadn't heard the CD on it, that, about the fourth or fifth day we were in the hospital, the financial people came to us. And they said, you know, we think we can help you. And they came back the next day and said, we're going to pay your whole bill.
Thank you, Jesus.
We had to pay $100. And then, well, here's another thing. We go to a real small Pentecostal church down in Franklin, Texas. Wonderful church family. Like I said, our pastor was there. He saw me. I was white as a sheet. And they took up a collection for us, a love offering. And the church secretary, her husband and daughter, brought it up there. And of course, I didn't know they were coming. And those hospital gowns are exactly not... Somebody like pulled the covers up. I was surprised. But I opened up the envelope, and it was $1,000. You know, on top of all that. Then the nurse came in, like Pastor Scribner was telling me something a minute ago, and I remembered something that happened. The nurse came in, and she said, your blood pressure is too high. And I said, well, what do I need to do? She says, it needs to drop. I said, okay, well, we'll drop it. And so I said, well, just wait a minute. And I said, I prayed, and a minute later, it dropped 15 points. And she said, that's okay. So then on top of that, after all this was said and done, we started getting doctor's bill. In case y'all have ever been to the hospital and have a big situation, not only do you get the hospital bill, that's not the only bill you're going to get. We've received another set of bills that added up to another $10,000. And by the grace of God, I think we've got to pay about $300 out of our pocket out of that. So it costs us $400 for about $80,000, $90,000. Plus, I'm still here in one piece. And the one thing I want to get back to is when I told you about Psalms 23. When you're in that type of situation, you don't have your Bible there. Now, I have my Bible on my phone, too. You don't have that. If you don't have some scripture written on your heart, like I love John 14, I love Isaiah 53:5, I love Mark 16, 17, and 18, and Psalms 23, just to name a few. If you don't have those, you can just latch onto and throw them out there and claim them. You know, you don't, I mean, you need to have it. Just memorize some. Y'all are all smart enough to do it. Just take the time and do it.
Amen.
So praise the Lord. And thank you so much, Cheryl. Amen. And Pastor Scribner. You know, we've been coming about 5 or 6 years. We love y'all. We love what you do. Y'all are a blessing to so many people that you'll never know. And one more thing I want to say. Y'all need to go to their website. And when you're, like I've been doing this lately, when I'm out in the yard working, I stick my phone in my pocket, download one of the lessons, and let it play while I'm watering plants or doing whatever outside. We have all this time that we need to use that God's given us. We can learn his word, you know, learn lessons, and enjoy what he has for us. So do that too. That's it.
Amen. Praise the Lord, George. Great testimony. Praise the Lord. Okay, I got a lady over here that's from Georgia. You want to come up and give your testimony? I understand your daughter or something came before. Just tell us what happened.
Thank you. Thank you for all y'all do. Can I give you a hug?
Hey. Praise the Lord.
Because God's really used this ministry. My husband has had this knowledge of... you know, spiritual roots to disease and healing, but it was up here, and God used you all to get it to his heart. And that was huge, because for 7 years, it was just up here. So in 2009, I was healed of many diseases, including lupus that was trying to take me out, and blood clotting issues and several other things. So I'm a testimony myself to God and his healing power. But in the meantime, over the last few years, my youngest daughter, who is 10, got sick. For about 14 months, she had Lyme disease and almost 40 food allergies. Scoliosis was also diagnosed inadvertently when they were looking at all her stomach issues. When we started getting all these CDs in the mail, my husband started really listening and applying it, and the faith in our family just started growing, because we were home churching at that point because my daughter was too ill to go anywhere. We couldn't really go outside the house. So we would use this as our devotional worship time every week, several times a week. But my husband's faith started to grow, and he started to really believe what the word said. And so, but we weren't having the breakthrough yet. So then the sin issue came in, right? Because when the children are ill, the parents, something's going on. So there was an issue that he addressed with God in his life and repented. And within hours of that, she was healed. And it was huge, huge. So I just want to give God all the glory. And that scoliosis was a month. And then another month went by, and the scoliosis thing, we went to the pediatrician, and she said, she's got a 15% curve, and let's send you to orthopedics. So they sent us to orthopedics. And the night before, it was 11:30 at night, and I was like, we haven't prayed for the scoliosis. The appointment's tomorrow. And so the kids were all asleep. My husband was half asleep, and I'm like, wake up. We got to pray. So we did. But first we repented, because we didn't even know. We knew it was generational, because his mother has it so badly that her spine has compressed her lungs, and she's on 24 hours of oxygen, okay? So we knew it was a generational thing, but we didn't know what, but God did, and we just repented for whatever that was in the generations, that sin issue that caused that, and asked God to touch her and set her free and heal her. So the next day, but there was the enemy right afterwards saying, you didn't lay hands on her. You didn't go down the hall, how Satan like. But then God reminded me, there's no distance in the spirit. It's done. So the next day we went to the orthopedist, and he came in the room. They took extensive x-rays, and he came in the room. And he said, I have good news and bad news. And my heart just kind of fell. And then he said, the good news is your spine is straight, perfectly straight. And the bad news is you're short. We still don't get that one, because she's actually not short. But I just want to give God glory and for this ministry. Thank you for all you do.
Praise the Lord. Wow.
You've been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, titled Use My Gifts for His Glory, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online, or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.